Hello, welcome to my podcast, Glow on the Go. If you're new here, this podcast is all about falling in love with the journey and the learning process. It's all about becoming your best self and getting to your dream life, but knowing that you don't need to get there before you can love yourself, love your life, before you can feel successful and proud. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about healthy ways to cope with stress, anxiety, and feeling overwhelmed. Honestly, this is such a great timing to record this podcast episode because just last week I had the most intense week of exams. I had this one day where from 8 in the morning to 6 in the like afternoon, evening, I had 3 exams and 2 classes, and just seeing like that day getting closer, it would stress me so much. But now it gave me the opportunity to put in place all the little tips that I'm going to show you in this episode, and now everything is all super fresh in my memory. The first thing I want to cover is a little bit more about stress, so what it is, because I want you to understand why I'm going to show you the tips that I'm going to show you, like why are you doing them, and also it's going to help you see why some behaviors are unhealthy ways to cope with stress and why some other behaviors are healthy ways to cope with stress. So basically, stress is your body being in a fight or flight reaction, and I'm sure you've heard of it before. So basically, if there's a lion in front of you and it's about to eat you, you need that type of reaction to mobilize your whole body to protect you. But when it's like an exam you're stressed about, you don't need that type of reaction necessarily. And that's why your mind starts racing so much and you feel like your breath is like going faster, or you feel stressed. And to calm down, you need to get rid of that excess energy and you need to rationalize your thoughts to realize that you're not in like a situation of mortal danger. Like, you're gonna get through this, it's okay. And so that brings me a bit to explaining what's healthy and unhealthy. That's why, like, when you have that reaction, you don't want to deal with your thoughts because you're so stressed. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna scroll on your phone, or you're gonna binge watch a show, you're gonna start eating a lot more or a lot less to like ignore the feeling, but you're not dealing with it. And the healthy way to cope with stress, it is uncomfortable, but you're actually dealing with the emotion and with the thoughts that come with it, so that after you feel better. Because I'm sure you've experienced it, like when you're stressed, if you start scrolling on your phone, okay, in the moment you're less stressed, but the moment you're gonna put it down, the stress is going to come back because you don't deal with it, you're just distracting yourself from it. Now I feel like I can get into triggers. So when you're stressed, it's really important to know what triggers you to feel stressed, because even if it, like, you won't always know exactly what makes you feel stressed, just being able to narrow it down to a few things, whether it be having an exam, or if you have public speaking, or big events with a lot of people, just knowing a bit what makes you feel stressed helps you prepare for it better, and it doesn't appear like as a surprise in your life. It's like you know it's coming and you can like kind of try to comfort yourself and soothe yourself before it happens. So for example, me last week with that big day, I knew it was going to cause some stress, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna move all my meetings and emails and all that to some other day so that I don't have too much work over, like, to do after that big day, and just keeping it as simple as possible. And like, I made my comfort food, and that morning I woke up a little earlier so I could read my book and relax in the morning, and it allowed me to just be more present with myself. Like, I know this is a stressful day for me, so instead of trying to rush and put pressure on myself during that day, I'm just going to try to be present for myself and be like, okay, it's normal, I'm a little stressed, like, I know this stresses me usually, so it's okay. And it just helps me be there and support myself even more. Okay, so now that we kind of have the basics covered, I'm going to share with you, I think it's 5 or 6 healthy ways to cope with stress. And the first one, I think it's like the most important one, at least for me, it's the one that makes the most difference, and it's moving your body. Because like I said, when you're stressed, you're kind of in a fight or flight situation. So your body is going to have that rush of energy either to fight what's in front of you or run away from it. But now that you have nothing to actually run away from or fight, you're just stuck with all that energy, and that fuels your stress. So by moving your body, you're releasing all that like excess energy, and it's gonna help you calm down. So I know this is not necessarily your first reaction when you're stressed. You're like, okay, I'm gonna move my body, and it's not necessarily something you want to do, but the benefits are really there. And try to set like an objective for yourself. Okay, I'm gonna do it for 10 minutes, and it doesn't have to be a big thing. You can go running, can go workout, can go do yoga, but just move your body and set a timer for 10 minutes. And even after that 10 minutes, you'll see you'll want to keep going because you'll start to feel better. I also want to remind you that you are a priority, and I feel like a lot of people use the excuse that I don't have the time to work out, and I understand that because it's like, oh, I can move it. It's not like urgent. I don't have a deadline for it. But moving your body, feeling less stressed, having a better mental and physical well-being is really important if you want to do a better job in general in your life. So make time for it. Try to schedule it in your day and see how it goes. It doesn't need, if an hour is too long for you, it can be a 30 minutes, a 20 minutes, but at least try to move your body. And like I said, knowing your triggers, when you know something is coming up, even like at that time, more than normally, try to schedule it and be like, I know this is going to be more stressful for me, so I know I need to make time to move my body. My next tip kind of goes with what I said about scheduling your workouts, and it's planning. So just planning your day, planning your week is going to help you have something to look forward to, like you know where you're going, because a lot of times we feel stressed because we don't know exactly how things are going to unfold, and so we're like, I'm stressed about it. Like if I knew at my exams, I'm like, you're gonna ace all of your exams, I wouldn't be stressed about it because I'd be like, I already know what's gonna happen. So just having this like clear plan of, okay, this is how my day is going to unfold, this is what I have to do this week, it's gonna help you focus on the things that you can control instead of always like thinking about what's out of your control. Also, I think planning really helps you have a more balanced lifestyle and really take care of yourself, because when you only focus on works and deadlines and the things you absolutely have to do, you're gonna feel more stressed because you're gonna have less energy and you're never gonna really take time for yourself. So by planning, I feel like it's easier to be like, okay, that day I have a lot of things to do, so I'm not taking anything else that day to have the time to take care of myself. And so you can schedule yourself like that with planning, so that, like I said, like it's more balanced and you just have more time for yourself. And that's something that I personally do all the time because I have school and content creation. I also enjoy going out with my friends once in a while. So just like planning everything helps me feel like, okay, I do have the time. I can take the time and really see that day I'm not taking any other meetings, and I'm going to focus on my studies that day because I want to go out with my friends the next day. And just having everything planned out so that I focus on what I can control, and whatever happens, happens. Like, it just makes me feel more safe because I know, I have like a guideline of what's gonna happen. Okay, so for the next three healthy ways to cope with stress, I'm going to share some mindful practices that I use instead of like reaching for my phone or binging a Netflix series or something like that. Because like I said, your mind is racing and we often try to just distract ourselves from those thoughts. But I want to give you some healthy ways to actually deal with it, to rationalize your thoughts and just like calm down your brain. The practices that I'm going to show you might feel also like a little uncomfortable because like when you're stressed, like I said, like you have all those these thoughts, and our first reaction is just to avoid them and take our phone or watch a show to distract us from thinking about them. But now I'm asking you to do the exact opposite, which is being mindful. So really sitting with your thoughts and channeling your emotions and all of that. But in the long run, it's really going to help you so much more than just avoiding them. And you're going to see a difference in your stress level in your body and in the way you feel. So the first practice I want to share with you is journaling. This has to be one of my favorite thing to do when I'm stressed, when I feel like I'm overthinking, or just in my day-to-day life. I feel like it has helped me so much to be more aware of my thoughts and also deal with them in a more rational way. And also just like channel my emotions in general. I get a lot of questions on like, how do you journal? Where do you start? All of that. And personally, when I'm stressed or when I overthink, things like that, I don't use any like prompts. I just write about everything that's on my mind at the moment. I just let it flow and don't hold back. Don't be like, oh, but this is not like important or it's not relevant. Just write it down, write everything down, like let it go, let it leave your body. And it just makes me feel so good after. And also I feel like it makes you realize how sometimes you make things more of a big deal than it is. And you realize, okay, it's really not that bad. Like, this has happened before. I've gone through this before. I can go through it again and I'm gonna be okay. And like, it just makes you realize that sometimes you stress about things, but like at the end of the day, you're gonna be okay, you know? And it helps you just channel your emotions and get it off your chest. If you really feel like confused concerning journaling, I have a whole highlight story on my Instagram that's linked in the description of this podcast. And I try to share some once in a while also in my stories. So a bunch of tips on journaling over on my Instagram. The second mindful practice that I want to share with you is meditation. And honestly, this I highly suggest that you just move your body before, because if, let's say, you're highly stressed and you just try to meditate, I've tried this like a few times and I just end up like overthinking so much, and it's normal because you're literally so stressed and you try to just relax and sit down and think about stuff, like it's not really gonna work. So I highly suggest you just move your body before to get rid of that excess energy, and already it's gonna feel easier. I also really like to go for a guided meditation in that case, and personally I love Boho Beautiful on YouTube. Usually people's voices on like meditation stuff annoys me, but her, I just find it so calm and peaceful, and her meditations always make me feel more positive after. So I highly recommend you just go check her out. I want to remind you that it's normal if you don't necessarily feel like you're in a meditative state the first few times you try it. I feel like this is something that really takes practice. And also, don't put too much pressure on yourself to do it for 20 minutes. You can do it for 5 or 10 minutes the first few times, just to get used to it, just to try it out. And the more you'll do it, the easier it's gonna get. And the reason I really love meditation, especially to deal with stress, is because I feel like it helps you create a safe space within yourself, so that even if the outside world seems a little chaotic and messy and stressful, you're able to create a safe space within yourself where you can feel calm and peaceful and just happy. So I really like to practice that, and you'll see, like, the more you do it, the more you're gonna start to feel what I'm talking about. The last mindful practice I want to share is spending time in nature. So just getting some air, changing your environment. And I know it depends a bit where you live, but if you have a nice neighborhood, just going for a walk, like, it's amazing how much a simple walk can do for you if you really take the time to appreciate it. And I talked about this a bit in the last episode about how to romanticize your life, but just trying to be really in the present moment during your walk. And I really feel like it makes a big difference. Last week, when I had a bunch of exams, I would still try to find time to just go for a quick walk. Like, sometimes it was just like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but it will make such a big difference just to get some air and get out of my like room where I was studying and everything. it just makes, like, it changes your thoughts too. It just, I feel like it's a really great way to deal with your stress. So these are my 5 healthy ways to cope with stress, anxiety, or feeling overwhelmed. I hope it helped you and that you understand a little bit better, like, the reaction of your body when you're stressed, like, what's actually happening, to help you see what might be an unhealthy way to cope with it and a healthy way to cope with it. Also, I want to say that if you have, like, a really close friend or family member that you can talk to, it can help you a lot. And, like, I used to have major anxiety and I used to see a therapist for it. So if that's a possibility for you and you have, like, also really high stress level, high anxiety, it's always an option. And I promise you, like, if you get a good therapist, it actually helps so much. And, like, it does get better. Like, if right now you're really stressed, just know that it does get better. Like, right now in my life, I'm not stressed as much as I was, not at all. And when I do get stressed, like, I know how to deal with it better to keep a good mental, like, and physical well-being. So I hope you like this podcast episode. As always, you can check out my Instagram for more tips, more positivity, and as always, the community is amazing there. So I hope to see you next Wednesday, and I love you all so much.